Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 210. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast started off as a space for me to share, you know, how I went from being so miserable being single to being really, really happy and just loving my life. You know, now it's been almost now 4.5 years since I started this podcast, and it's helped people find more happiness and joy in their own path in life. That's what this is about. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're single, it doesn't matter whether you're anything. It's about how to find happiness wherever you are. And so today's episode's 210, and it's called How Do We Adapt When the Rules Change? And today it comes to me to tell you guys a story that talks about benefiting the quicker we can to the rules that change. I said that poorly, but we're going to go on. In 1906, American, and I want to preface, this was the story. If you haven't started using Grok or any AI, sometimes they can be very helpful. I can tell it to summarize a story in like a paragraph. So this is summarized by Grok. So in 1906, American football underwent a transformative change when the forward pass was legalized to reduce the sport's brutality and open up gameplay. Following a deadly 1905 season that saw 18 fatalities and pressure from President Theodore Roosevelt for reform, while many established teams hesitated to adopt this risky new tactic, St. Louis University, under coach Eddie Cockums, fully embraced it. During a secretive preseason retreat in Wisconsin, Cockums drilled his team in the art of passing. And on September 5th, 1906, quarterback Bradbury Robinson threw the first legal forward pass to Jack Snyder in a game against Carroll College, leading to a 22-0 rout. That season, St. Louis went undefeated. They played 11 games during that groundbreaking 1906 season. And so they finished with a perfect 11-0 record, dominating their opponents while pioneering the use of the forward pass. This included notable victories like the 22-0 opener against Carroll College, where the first legal forward pass was thrown, and blowouts such as the 34-0 win over Kansas and a 39-0 rout of Iowa, showcasing their mastery of the new rule across the schedule. Now, there were so many teams that said, you know what, it has always worked this way, and we're just going to keep using it this way. And they paid for it, and they suffered for it. Versus St. Louis University, that they embraced it. Not only did they embrace it, they went and drilled until they were really good at the art of passing. And because of that, I mean, they were destroying teams. I mean, if you're familiar with football, I personally think generally it's much easier to throw an open pass than it is to try to get your running back outside of all the other tacklers. So why do I share this story? Because our lives are changing every moment. Whether we want them to or not, our lives are in constant change. And there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do about not having your life change. Because you don't control every element of your life. If somebody cuts you off, that's a tiny change. You know, do you yell at them? Do you honk at them? I sometimes do. I'm trying to be better, but I sometimes do. There are so many moving pieces in your life, and when you add a new piece into your life, there will be some change. The people that do best in this world are ones that can so quickly adapt to change. I mean, for me, you know, I know that, you know, AI has been a thing for a little while, But those that have really embraced it, you know, in whatever the way they've wanted to, have done some really cool things. Now, I'm sure that AI could probably be used for evil purposes as well. But when you understand that you don't control the rules of the game, you only control how you're going to show up and play. You don't control whether somebody's going to say yes or no to your request of a date or a sell or anything of the sort. You don't have any idea. And it's like one of the areas that this can drive me crazy is either when I'm watching basketball or any sport, or I'm playing a sport. And if I feel the referee is giving an unfair advantage, or I feel the other team is calling, you know, stupid calls, if I'm playing with a group, it drives me crazy. I really can. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, that's not a foul. Now, granted, I have definitely called my share of not fouls too. So, but it's about not letting things get under your skin. You know, remember what, I think it was Bruce Lee that said, be like water. I've got two water bottles in front of me and you won't be able to see this. So, but I can shake them up. I'm shaking it up. And within a second, it's back to normal. Well, the other thing that has struck me is it's okay to get upset. It's okay to get frustrated. But when everything is changing, I mean, really, that's the only choice you have. Whether you're going to roll with it or whether you're going to get upset and frustrated. You know, if you miss a flight, if you miss a bus, if you miss, you know, at a subway, you know, if somebody's rude to you, if somebody says something to you, if they cut you off on the road, if they flip you off. It was funny, the other day I had a guy that, I can't remember exactly what he did. Oh, I mean, he pretty much like cut me off or something, or was trying to. And I honked at him and he flipped me off. And I'm like, no, that stuff doesn't terribly get under my skin as near as much anymore. But the only thing we have control over is when the rules change, is what you're going to do about it, how you're going to react. Are you going to learn? Okay, so now we got, the thought just came to me, this is more about how we adapt when life changes on the fly. Every one of us are going to go through hard experiences. We might go through a medical thing. You might have somebody close to you pass away. Like, you might lose a job. You might lose a client. You might, I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the things that can happen. How quickly can you adapt to life? Because life is like the waves in an ocean. It is not going to bow down to you. I can go, I can stand at the edge of the ocean, or I can even get in the ocean. I can tell the waves how I want them to respond. And they're probably not going to. Now, I say probably because in the scriptures, we do know that, you know, the Savior was able to command the waves. So, hey, maybe there's some of you out there that can command the waves. But I would say for the most part, like, we cannot command the waves of life. The waves of life beat upon us all. I get it. And I'm, you know, and now I'm speaking especially to those people out there that are single. I get it. This might not be the space that you want to be in. But how long have you whined and cried about it? And how much good has it done you? Your business, it might not be in the space that you want it to be in. I know mine's not. You know, we have these ideas, we have these grand plans, these grand schemes for life. And then life punches us in the face. And sometimes it really hurts. I will say, though, the quicker you get back up, I think the easier it is. I'm not saying, like, I mean, I've taken some big risk in life, and especially some of the ones that haven't worked out as well. I've said plenty of things that people probably think I shouldn't, and then I got on with my life. And I remember there was a particular individual I was interested in, and it didn't work out, and it was a really hard day. And almost immediately, like I went to the gym. Between the temple is my spiritual gym, and the gym can be my spiritual gym as well. Like, and I can't remember what I just said, but the temple is, and the gym are both my sanctuaries. You know, I get so much out of each of those. And if all you did was, you know, if you happen to be a member of my faith, go to the temple. And if you don't, go to whatever place that you find peaceful and wonderful and joyful. Like that help that it gives me of just, you know, hitting a workout, getting things off my mind is super helpful. You know? And so I don't know what it is that you're going through. I really don't. But what I would love for you, the best that you can, of let things roll off your shoulders as quickly as possible. I'm not saying you have to. You don't. You can hold on to things for as long as you possibly want. But if you want to experience a happier life, the quicker that you're able to let go of whatever hot coal that you're holding on to in your hand because you think it does you good, like, the better off you are. And the more you have energy and time and space to go create the things that you want to create. So what's helped me actually do this? Get engaged. Don't spend that much time sitting and ruminating in your head. I can go back and forth and back and forth on, you know, whether to call potential new clients or not. It does not help me. It does not serve me. There's a great quote that says, "Do the thing and you'll have the power. But those who do not the thing will have not the power." You know, part of this comes from when my schedule gets thrown off. It's hard for me. You know, if I'm perfect down to the minute with the schedule, then I'm good. But if I'm off even by like 5 minutes or so, it's rough. But it's like, even, you know, I plan on recording, you know, 3 of these in a row. And the last podcast I recorded before this, just, you know, it went well into, you know, the time that I would normally lunch. And so, you know, I had lunch and then came back to this later. You know, part of this is just learning to, you know, I was talking to my mentor today, and, you know, part of it was about this. How do I adapt? And what we ended up talking about was just getting in flow more and treating life as an experiment, and just notice after you've done something whether you liked it or didn't. So I get lunch, I played a few games of FC 24. And the first one was really fun, and I actually destroyed the kid very quickly. And then I played another and got destroyed. And then I played another. And it was just after, like, it's only after that fact that I can be like, well, did I enjoy that? You know, so it's noticing, but not overanalyzing your life. And I don't know where that goes for you. But I do know that the more flexible I can be, the happier I am. You know, an example comes to my mind of a story of trees. You know, and the story of the trees is the ones that had all the sunlight, never had to fight for anything, that in storms, they're some of the weakest. And the ones that had to fight, the ones that had to stretch their roots to find water, those have become some of the strongest. You know, if we let every tiny thing that happens in our lives affect us, we're not going to do very well. But what if you didn't? What if you could just be in flow and not worry about doing everything the right way? Guys, I'll be honest, plenty of these podcasts are things that I want to explore because they're things that I struggle with. And when I explore them, I feel that it helps you guys as well. So just keep living your life, but go live it. Go do the things that you want to do. Go enjoy the experiences that you want to experience. None of us know, like, well, and one good example, I mean, we talked about it last week, but, you know, one good thing is just notice whether something, does something make you feel alive and joyful, or does something make you feel not that great? If it doesn't make you feel that great, it might not be something you want to do as much. And you could just experiment, you can play around. I mean, little kids do this all the time. You know, one of the things I can struggle with at times is either being all or nothing and eating, you know, pretty well, or eating tons and tons of sugar. And it's only after the fact you can say, did I really enjoy that? It's like I happen to be in this program called the Easter Pageant right now, and these are being recorded well in advance. But so by the time you guys hear this, I won't be in the Easter pageant. I mean, the Easter pageant will be over. But right now, I mean, there's so many very talented people. And guess what? Those very talented people make some of the most delicious treats that you've ever eaten. Like last night, this amazing woman made these delicious cookie bars that were sugar cookie bars that were just divine. They were just amazing. And so I had a few, we'll just put it that way. And I really enjoyed it. And I don't even necessarily regret it. Now there's other times that I do. It's like, that really wasn't that good. I mean, like, that's just part of life sometimes. You know, we learn by experience. You know, something came to me, and I'm pretty sure I did an episode on this before, but it's, we're here in this life to experiment and discover the good from the bad. You know? And the more you just let yourself live your life, experience your life, enjoy your life. If something's good, you'll feel good. If it's not good, you'll feel really, if it's bad for you, you'll feel bad. And if it's kind of in the middle, you'll feel in the middle. So I want to invite you guys this week to just experiment with just going and doing what you want to, but even just taking 30 seconds afterwards and asking, did I enjoy that? And the question might be, oh my goodness, I loved that. Or it might be, no, that wasn't worth it. You know, one of the things I'll do sometimes is just kind of take a tiny bite of stuff to see if it's good, to see if it's quote unquote worth the calories. And sometimes it'll be like, no, I'm good, you know? And so, like, so it's okay to experiment. It's okay to try stuff. It really is. Like, you get to go out, you get to experiment, you get to try stuff in your life, and then you get to see what works for you. So I'd just say, stop trying to live your life the right way and live your life the way that you feel guided and led. It really does. It feels peaceful and joyful. And the only way you can know that is by feeling it in the moment. And other times you're not going to feel it. And that'll be a pointer as well. And the more you kind of treat your life as a hotter, colder game like we used to play as little kids. Oh, you're getting warm. You're getting warm. Oh, you're getting cold. You're getting cold. The happier you're going to find your life. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.